hell!" breathed Nock. "That's bloody hell, sir," said Vimes. "But Sarge will do, most of the time." "And this is your mob, is it? Oh, dear. Well, let's make a start." He swung his feet off the desk and stood up. "I've been looking at the feed bills for Marilyn," he said. "Interesting reading, lads. According to my rough calculations, a horse eating that much ought to be approximately spherical. Instead, she's so thin that with two sticks and some sheet music, I could give you a tune." Vimes put the papers down. "Don't think I don't know where the corn goes. I bet I know who's got the chickens and rabbits and pigeons," he said. "And a pig. I bet the captain thinks they get fat on leftovers."
"Yeah, but..." a voice began.
Vimes's hand slammed on the desk. "You lot, even starve the damned horse," he said. "That stops right now. So will a lot of other things. I know how it works, see. Mumping free beer and a donut, well, that's part of being a copper. And who knows, there might even be a few greasy spoons in this town so happy to see a copper that they will spontaneously offer him a free nosh. Stranger things have happened. But nicking the oats from Marilyn, that stops now. And another thing. Says here that last night the hurry-up wagon had 8 passengers," he said. "Two of them I know about, because one of them must have been me, and I met the other man. The cells are empty this morning. What happened to the other 6? Sergeant Nock?" The sergeant licked his lips nervously.
"Jot them off in Cable Street for questioning, of course," he said, "as per instructions."
"Did you get a receipt?"
"A what?"
"Your men hauled in 6 people who were staying out late, and you handed them over to the unmentionables," said Vimes, with the calm that comes before a storm. "Did they sign for them? Do you even know their names?"
"Orders is just to hand them over," said Nock, trying a little defiance. "Hand them over and come away."
Vimes filed that for future reference and said, "Now, I didn't get taken there because we had a bit of a misunderstanding. And as you can see, it was a bigger misunderstanding than you thought. Because I'm not down in the tanty counting cockroaches, Nock. No, indeed." He took a few steps forward. "I'm standing in front of you, Nock. Isn't that what I'm doing?"
"Yes, Sarge," Nock muttered, pale with fear and fury.
"Yes, Sarge," said Vimes. "But there was another man in the cells, and he's gone too. All I want to know is, how much and who to? I don't want any looks of cherubic innocence. I don't want any don't know what you're talking about, sir. I just want to know how much and who to." A cloud of red, resentful solidarity settled over the faces in front of him. But he didn't need telling. He could remember. Corporal Quirk always had a private income from bribes. He'd been like Nobby Nobbs without the latter's amiable incompetence. An efficient Nobby, in fact. And you could throw into the mix bullying and brown-nosing and a delight in small evils. Vimes's gaze fell on Quirk and stayed there. "I know you were on a wagon last night, Corporal," he said. "You and Lance Constable, Vimes, it says here." "Not worth worrying if they look a decent sort," Quirk had said. And he'd said, "How can we tell if they're a decent sort, Corp?" "Well, you see how much they can afford." "You mean we let them go if they're rich? Way of the world, lad, way of the world. No reason why we shouldn't get our share, eh? Did you see his money bag? $5 should do it. 4 for me and 1 for you, because you're learning. That's nearly 3 days' pay. It'll cheer up your old mum no end. And where's the loser?"
"But suppose he's nicked the money, Corp?"
"Suppose the moon was made of cheese. Would you like a slice?"
"I think it was $5, Corporal," said Vimes,
and watched the man's lizard eyes flash towards the young Lance Constable. "No, the man in the cell talked," lied Vimes. "Told me I was an idiot not to buy me way out. So, Mr. Quirk, it's like this. They're crying out for good men in the day watch, but if you don't stand too close to light, you might pass. Get along there right now."
"Everybody does it," Quirk burst out. "It's perks."
"Everybody," said Vimes. He looked around at the squad. "Anyone else here take bribes?"
His glare ran from face to face, causing most of the squad to do an immediate impression of the floorboard and ceiling inspector's synchronized observation team. Only 3 members met his gaze. There was Lance Corporal Colon, who could be a